Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680. But wait a minute. He's on KNBR 680, too. I'm here with Brian Murphy. Murph being at the ballpark. Nothing better than that.
It's the best, especially when you get rain all day, and then here she is, beautiful sun. So let's play ball. Let's get this thing in. Let's turn the tides. Maybe it was the rain that washed away all the bad mojo, and we'll start anew, like a new slate.
Hey, I always say it's the mosaic, you know me. The mosaic of the season, it takes some time. What's your take on the ball club so far? Coming out of spring training, where they are today?
I'm definitely, I would say on the Marty scale, where 10 is full mosaic and 1 is full panic, like salty. If 1 is salty and 10 is Marty mosaic, I'm like about 7.5. I'm closer to you. I am. Come on, 17 games. All right. Listen, of course you don't want to be 7-10. And if you're 13-3, you're talking about what a great year you're having, etc. But we know that this team can hit. We know it. And we know that, for the most part, they're going to pitch it. And now it's up to these young bullpen guys to prove that they can do it on this level. That's the one thing that did concern me. People said, oh, they got young talent for days. I said, yeah, but you got to do it. They say you got to do it when there's a third deck on the stadium. You know, so I'm definitely looking at that. And, of course, the back end of the rotation with PV and Kane. But I don't think this offensive slump is going to last. So get me out of April 500, Marty.
Yeah, look, I always say the first 62 games, you want to win about 35 of them, then go 55 and 45 the last 100, and there's your 90 right there. So that's the key for me, the first 60. Murph, right in front of us, though, I think we're seeing a transition of the bullpen. And I don't know if everyone realizes it, but Osich is here, Okert is here, Law is here, Broadway is here. This is a change in the bullpen I think we're going to have to get used to and give them some time to get it together.
Now, that's there. Therein lies the rub. And that's what I alluded to in the previous answer, and that is that that's a concern. Because, as we know, I mean, it takes time for these guys. You know, Jeremy Affeldt had to grow into the pitcher he became. Santiago Casilla had to grow into the pitcher he became. Sergio Romo had to grow into the pitcher he became. I mean, they all became great World Series winning relievers, but it wasn't our first 2 weeks, and it wasn't their first 2 months either. So that's something that, oof. I mean, the stuff, look, you rank him. Derek Law looks just unbelievable. He looks so good. He had the track record, too, right, in the minors. Strickland, it seems like he needs a secondary pitch, doesn't he? I mean, it seems like that fastball is his go-to too much. So I am concerned about that bullpen. I'm excited about them, but I'm almost like kind of begging for accelerated development.
Yeah, and I like the left-handed side, what I'm seeing now. Believe me, I like Okert. We had Okert on the show. He's going to be on with us. I like what Osich does. Hey, he didn't back down to Peralta. And you know from – you know – that's right. You know it. Tony never forgets.
One word, Tony, right? Also, isn't it amazing how Tony just seems to like – he galvanizes himself for the Giants, doesn't he? It's when he was with the A's, the stuff that was going on with spring training and Sandy, that was the World Series to them. And then the interleague games, it was the World Series, and now he goes to Arizona, and you know he gathered those guys and said, these Giants, as the great Kirk Gibson once said, we're going to dethrone their ass, you know? I mean, so I could just see Arizona had that Tony imprimatur on them, and so 15 more with them, May 12th, I've already marked it, May 12th, a Thursday, they go back down to Arizona. The Giants are going to need to owe them one. You got Peralta looking for Osich. You got Tony looking for everybody. So it's on.
Yeah, it's coming. Trust me, it's coming. What do you think about Barry Bonds being back in the park?
I got to tell you, I was very fortunate, as were you, to be at the Jim Davenport Memorial today. And, you know, listen, we all saw Barry when he was being Surly Barry, right? For many, many years, he treated this media thing as a war. It was a war. And he wasn't going to lose the war. And so it caused, there were many casualties along the way, a lot of feelings and popularity polls and perhaps Cooperstown ballots. But when you see this guy as he is, and when he's talking about Jim Davenport and growing up with Bobby and Jim as best friends, and growing up with their mother's best friends, and growing up with Gary Davenport as one of his best friends, you saw a genuinely grieving person who was filled with love and friendship. Marty, I'd say it was pretty touching, actually, to hear him speak. He choked up. He brought his mother up. He brought Davy's wife up. It was very heartfelt stuff. So great to see him. I think he should be back in this dugout, though.
Yeah, it epitomized the relationship between Jim Davenport and his dad, and it was nice to see it. Any questions for me?
Well, Marty, I mean, when does the mosaic become a broken, unfixable mosaic is my question.
About game 120. You know, game 120. Until then, we just enjoy the story every single day. Every day we get a new day. And, you know, you lose a game and, hey, we're back out here tonight waiting to see the next game. Tomorrow we got a full weekend coming up. It's the part of baseball I love. Every day you get another story.
Another question for you. Where are you with Peavy?
I'm watching him carefully. Let's put it that way. I'm more optimistic with Kane. I'm a little concerned that Peavy can't get lefties out. Lefties are really raking him. So Kane, of the good innings, have been just so dominant, I feel that I want to give him a little bit more time to see where that's going. I feel a lot better about Kane. Peavy, I want to watch a little bit more. But I want to ask you this. Yeah. There are a lot of golf stories today. You were glowing today.
Well, it shows you. And Marty once said to me, because Marty and I know each other from way back. I covered the A's, and Marty was doing the A's broadcast. And then I left to go cover golf. And Marty famously said to me, he said, Murph, you do a good job with the golf. But it's a cult. It was such a funny line. I always repeat it because it's true. That's the way a lot of people outside the game feel that way. But when you see those who love it, Jim Davenport, Bobby Bonds, all those guys, you could see the camaraderie that attaches itself to the game. And that's why these guys, you know, I just played, here's a name drop. I just played with Tyler Walker this week. And he's doing well. He's living in Marin, married with two kids. And he had a slew of golf stories with Matt Cain and with Tim Lincecum. There's a name to watch, by the way. And he had brought them all out. And we talked about the bonding that goes on in Scottsdale. His favorite times, he said, were to get those early workouts in the first 2 weeks and then go play golf with Timmy and Kane and all that, and those guys would just have a ball. And you saw it at the Davenport Memorial today. So we'll get you out there, Marty.
And Barry.
We'll get you out there.
Not yet. Not yet. All right, that's Brian Murphy. Nice to have you with us, Murph.
You're the best.
All right.
You're the best.
Fabulous. Take a drink. Marty Lurie right here from the ballpark.